Welcome to, let's see, today's the 28th, right?
Yes.
5th, 6th, or 7th, 8th. Welcome to the 4th day of Christmas. The 4th day of Christmas. The day that we celebrate not only the gift of Jesus in the manger, but the gift of 4 calling birds.
Amen.
4 calling birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves. And a partridge in a pear tree. Anybody been singing that? Have you heard that on the radio or something? Has that song been stuck in your head at all? It will be now. Ha ha. Thought we'd do something kind of fun today. And we're going to talk about this season of Christmas. Because one of the saddest things you'll see as you go out and about is today and tomorrow you're going to drive around and you'll see people that have their Christmas trees out by the trash already. They probably started celebrating Christmas weeks ago, and they might have had that up at the beginning of December. And now, just 4 days into the Christmas season, the tree is down and gone, and they've moved on. That's why there's such a beauty in the liturgical church year and the church calendar that has Advent right up through the 24th of December. And then Christmas officially starts on Christmas Day, the first day of Christmas, and goes until the 5th of January, 12 days of Christmas. And so for each of those 12 days, all of you kids should be expecting a gift every day until January the 5th. Right? Yeah. 12 days of Christmas, 12 gifts. Hanukkah was over on the 24th of December. Hanukkah's past and gone. It's a nice try, but that don't work either. Hanukkah's only 8 days. You're far better off with Christmas. You get 12. I mean, do the math, people. Come on. Well, what I want to share with you today is a little bit about the 12 days of Christmas. Because the legend is that that Christmas carol that we hear, the 12 days of Christmas, was actually a tool to help children learn about the faith. It's reported that when Oliver Cromwell came to power in England, the Anglican Church there, the Church of England, Roman Catholics were not permitted to practice their faith openly. And so the tradition says that Catholic parents developed the 12 days of Christmas to teach children their beliefs. So the first day of Christmas, the partridge in a pear tree, represents Jesus. And you know that a partridge will sacrifice its life to save its young. Interesting. 2 turtle doves, the Old and New Testaments. 3 French horns, our faith, hope, and charity from 1 Corinthians 13:13, or the 3 gifts of the wise men, gold, frankincense, and myrrh from Matthew chapter 2, verse 11. 4 calling birds are the evangelists, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. 5 golden rings are the first 5 books of the Old Testament, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. 6 geese a-laying, the 6 days of creation described in Genesis chapter 1. 7 swans swimming are the 7 gifts of the Holy Spirit: wisdom, understanding, counsel, strength, knowledge, piety, and fear of the Lord. 8 maids a-milking are the Beatitudes. Blessed are the poor in spirit, theirs is the kingdom of God. There are 8 of those in Matthew 5, verses 1 through 11. 9 ladies dancing are perhaps the 9 choirs of angels, seraphim, cherubim, thrones, dominions, virtues, powers, principalities, archangels, and regular angels. Or they could be the 9 fruits of the Holy Spirit: love, joy, peace, kindness, goodness, patience, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control. 10 lords a-leaping? 10 commandments? Come on, people. 11 pipers piping? 11 pipers piping are the 11 faithful disciples, all but Judas. So that's Simon, Peter, Andrew, James, John, Philip, Bartholomew, Thomas, Matthew, the other James, Thaddeus, and the other Simon. 12 drummers drumming are the 12 points of belief in the Apostles' Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and so on. And so they used this song to teach the faith, as it were. Now, there was a little parody of that song that came out years ago. The author is unknown, but they were, maybe you've heard this before too, they were Letters from Emily to Edward. You ever heard the Letters from Emily to Edward? Well, a woman named Alexandra Petrie from the Washington Post actually rewrote that a little bit. And you know, it says, on the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me. Well, what do you do when someone writes or gives you a gift? You write a thank you note, or you're supposed to. So she writes thank you notes on every day she received a gift in the Christmas season. The first day of Christmas, on the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me. Dear true love, thank you so much for the partridge. What a lovely thought. You know how much I love birds. It looks great in the pear tree. I have named it Ronald. Have a wonderful Christmas. On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me. Dear true love, wow, two turtle doves. I'm blown away. You are so sweet. And another partridge. You're right. Ronald would have been lonely. I'm naming her Nancy. They're all singing beautifully together. Thank you so much for a lovely gift. On the third day of Christmas, dear true love, thank you so much for the three French hens. One French hen would have been impressive enough. Three is really something. I guess the first two turtle doves would have been lonely without another pair, so thank you for bringing those by as well. Ronald and Nancy seem a little confused by their new friend, whom I am naming Mikhail. But I'm sure they'll grow accustomed to him in time. Thank you again. On the fourth day of Christmas, dear true love, thank you for the four calling birds. You really took it to heart when I said that I liked birds. I only got you a sweater, so please don't feel obligated to get me anything else. Certainly not more birds. There isn't that much room here, and I'm quite happy with the 22 you have already brought me. It will be a challenge to provide them all with a good home. Also, not sure why you brought three more French hens today. Those can't be cheap. And as you know, I already have three. The two new turtle doves are fighting with the first pair, one of whom has flown into my closet and won't come out. Ronald and Nancy still seem mistrustful of Mikhail. The new arrival, whom I have named Partridge 4 because I'm fresh out of names, is not helping things. There is no room for another tree. Thank you for the wonderful thought. Please, no more birds. On the fifth day of Christmas, dear true love, I so enjoyed our lunch today and your gift of 5 gold rings. Please tell me it is not true that you came by the house while I was gone and dropped off 4 more calling birds, 3 additional French hens, 2 more turtle doves, and another partridge. I explicitly told you not to. I am a little frightened to go home. Really, your presence is gift enough. On the sixth day, dear true love, geese? 6 geese? What am I supposed to do with 6 geese? I don't know where you are getting all these animals. I worry that you are a bird hoarder. One of my neighbors has already called to complain about the bird noise. Yesterday, Partridge 4 made a mess on my favorite rug. The whole house smells like feces. I must go. One of the geese just laid an egg. On the seventh day of Christmas, dear true love, please stop. I never did anything to you. Look, I do not want you dropping off any more birds at my home. I don't know where you get this tank of swans. They are vicious. They bite. The 12 geese are frightened of them. Partridges 5, 6, and 7 make threatening noises at me whenever I try to make them go outdoors. My house has become horrible. Stop this, please. No more birds. On the eighth day of Christmas, dear true love, oh God, when I said no more birds, I never thought that this would be your response. I don't know where you got 8 milkmaids. Do I want to know? I don't think so. At first, when they showed up on the doorstep, I was sure they had the wrong address. Then when I realized what was going on, I tried to pretend that they had the wrong address. But the UPS guy knows me by now because I had to sign for all those miserable birds. I tried to find them hotels, but they didn't want to leave. They said they would just stay and milk. I don't want them to stay. I don't want them to milk. I never asked for this. Can you come take the milkmaids at least? I will figure out the birds on my own. On the 9th day of Christmas, dear love, today I turned off all the lights and hid upstairs in a closet, pretending not to be home in case anything came with a package I had to sign for. I would have gotten away with it too if that turtle dove hadn't bitten me. There was a small crowd around the house when I came out. 9 ladies were dancing on the doorstep and 8 more milkmaids were with them. When I looked into the tank, the number of swans had tripled. I called you 6 times. I want to see you. I need to understand why you are doing this. Did someone tell you this was the way to impress a woman? If so, he lied. Please cease this now. I do not want anything you can send. I don't have room to house any more people. I jump at loud noises thinking that a partridge is coming for me. On the 10th day of Christmas, dear you, there are 10 strange men jumping up and down in my house. They claim they are lords. I don't know. I don't know anything anymore. They are frightening the birds. This morning I tried to hide from the UPS man again, but one of the milkmaids signed on my behalf. I have left my house and taken a small apartment. Do not try to find me. Do not send me anything further. Your persecution must cease. On the 11th day of Christmas, you. I don't know how you found me. Did I do something to you that made you hate me? I'm trying to go through my whole life to think of what I did to deserve this, but I can find nothing. In 3rd grade, I punched Zachary Malone. Maybe he asked me to do it. I said I liked birds. Maybe I even said it would be nice to see ladies dancing, but I never said I liked the pipe music. Of this I am certain. I cling to this fact. Yet there are 11 pipers piping outside my window now. One of them is holding a partridge. I think the partridge is mocking me. And finally, on the 12th day of Christmas, dear sir, most loathed and loathsome of all beings, today I return to my home. Here is what I have. 12 drummers drumming, 22 pipers piping, 30 strange men jumping up and down, 36 ladies performing an elaborate choreographed drum pipe dance, 40 milkmaids, each with a cow, 42 swans crowded painfully into a tank built for 7, 42 geese, and more goose eggs than I can shake a stick at, 40 gold rings, although I'm going to sell them to pay for the removal of all these animals, 36 calling birds, 30 French hens, 30, I thought 6 was bad, 22 turtle doves, including the one who bit me, 12 highly agitated partridges. You are sick. Sick, sick, sick. I never want to see you or speak to you again. I have been reported for animal hoarding and noise pollution. There is no surface in my home unpolluted by the touch of a filthy bird. Ronald bit a policeman today. You are a monster, and I hate you. The 12 thank you notes of Christmas. Well, that was certainly never the intention of the 12 days of Christmas, was it? The song written to teach children about some things, but then when you actually think about it and do the math, it's overwhelming. I've spoken with a few people even just this morning, and you know, we, out of obligation, always say, "How are you?" And everybody usually says, "Fine." And then after that, you kind of get an idea of how they really are. And for some, this holiday season is overwhelming. Maybe not because somebody's given you all of this stuff. But perhaps it's just the tension that goes along with it. Perhaps it's the anxiety of holidays. Perhaps it's just the hustle and the bustle, and there's one more thing to do, and we feel obligated to do this and to do that, or to buy this or buy that. And that's never what Christmas was intended for. Yeah, I have a friend, a family here from Italy, and Christmas in Italy is a little bit different. They don't do it the way we do it. It's a holy day, it's a feast day, but it's not all of the stuff that goes around it. It's much quieter. And I think sometimes we need to find that in our lives, that we need to have a spiritual Christmas and not the cultural, worldly Christmas that all of us are even forced into most of the time. Because it can be overwhelming when you add all of the stuff. But when you resist all of that and simply embrace a quiet, spiritual Christmas, then it truly conveys the beauty and the awe and the wonder that God wants us to experience at this holy time of year. So we can make fun of things like this song and the 12 days of Christmas and all of these gifts. And it's good to laugh. Let us find time to do just that and to set aside all of those outside pressures and things. And if you can, through the rest of this holy season, right up until the 6th of January, the Epiphany, right through January 5, take time to find the peace and the joy that God wants you to experience in the season of Christmas. Read the first couple of chapters of the Gospel of Luke or the Gospel of Matthew and read about the beautiful Christmas story in the season and understand that Jesus became a human being. The incarnation is Emmanuel, God with us, becoming one of us to save us. The last line of that song, Good Christians, Friends Rejoice, Christ was born to save. To save you and to save me. So in the season of hustle and bustle and noise and high anxiety, I pray that you can escape all of that and truly celebrate a peaceful, holy, blessed, and Merry Christmas.